Well, the only person getting more criticism for their performance in this week's presidential debate is the moderator, Jim Lehrer. But in his first post-debate interview, he tells Politico that he was simply fulfilling his new mission, which was to allow the candidates to engage one another without interruption. Dylan Byers, the media reporter for Politico, is joining us on the Como Newsline. Dylan, how does Jim think he did?
Jim thinks that he did his job, which is comes as a surprise to most people. Because most people watched that debate, and what they thought was that he did not assert himself enough, he did not insert himself enough into the conversation. But, you know, the Commission on Presidential Debates was trying a new format. It was a format in which, after each candidate had a chance to give a two-minute answer, they had 11 minutes just to talk about the issue. And I think the idea was that they would engage one another a little bit more and that they wouldn't need the moderator to do that for them.
So was he just following what the format was supposed to be, or did Jim get bullied by the candidates?
Well, that I think the honest answer to that, and I think if Jim's being honest with himself, the honest answer to that is both. He did try to interject himself into the conversation every now and then. He did try and challenge Romney and Obama every now and then, and when he did, they just talked right over him. I mean, with few exceptions, what would happen is he would say, but excuse me, and they would just keep talking and he would back down. Now, what he told me in this interview for Politico is if they wanted to keep talking, that it was his job to let them talk. That might be a little bit of a cop-out.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I mean, he really has been hammered all week for his performance, so I doubt that we're going to see any passivity among the moderators here on out.
I do think that when you look at the two moderators left for the presidential debates and the one moderator for next week's vice presidential debate, I think they're taking this as a cue. I think they know that they do have to assert themselves a little bit more. But I also think that President Obama, who didn't fare as well in this debate as Governor Romney did, I think he knows that he has to assert himself a little bit more, and I think you're certainly going to see that happen when he and Romney are back on stage together.
Dylan, we sure appreciate your time this afternoon. That's Dylan Byers, the media reporter for Politico.